Good morning. Parts of Madrid are to be subject to lockdown restrictions to curb a rise in COVID-19 as cases across Europe continue to spike. From today, more than 850,000 people in the Madrid region will face limits on travel and sizes of groups. Spain has the highest number of coronavirus cases in Europe, and Madrid is once again the worst hit region. Many Northern Hemisphere countries are now bracing for a second wave of the pandemic as winter approaches. The World Health Organization has warned of the perils as people move indoors. Spain now has 625,651 cases, according to the Johns Hopkins University, and rates of infection in the Madrid region are more than double the national average. Residents will only be able to leave their zone to go to work, school, or to seek medical care. Social gatherings within their zone will be limited to six. Public parks will be shut, and commercial businesses will need to close by 10 p.m. The affected areas are in some of Madrid's poorer districts. A fifth of beds in local hospitals are already taken up by COVID-19 patients. Meanwhile, Spaniards were protesting in Madrid against the handling of the coronavirus pandemic by the city's regional head. Wearing face masks and trying to maintain social distancing, protesters clapped in unison while shouting for regional president Isabel Díaz Ayuso to step down. The protesters gathered at midday yesterday around the city, making it difficult to estimate the size of the protest. Spain's far-left deputy prime minister said on Saturday that a financial scandal, which has rocked the royal family, had presented an historic moment to push for a republic. Pablo Iglesias, leader of Podemos, said the monarchy was no longer relevant to a younger generation. Less and less people in Spain understand, especially the young, that in the 21st century citizens cannot choose who their head of state is, and that he doesn't have to answer to justice like any citizen and cannot be removed if he commits a crime, so Iglesias told a party meeting. A poll published in August in the pro-monarchist ABC newspaper found 56% of respondents supported the monarchy, compared with 33.5% who favoured a republic, while 6% didn't know and 4.1% were indifferent. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.